While holidaying in Phuket, you may want to enjoy and discover the nightlife. What happens in a tropical paradise when the sun eventually goes down? What's the atmosphere like? Annabelle Fox is PR and marketing at the Zana Beach Club, and she joins us now. Good morning, Annabelle.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm already missing Phuket. Tell us, what is a typical evening like at one of the many lovely clubs even there at the Zana Beach Club?
Well, there's a lot to do. It's fantastic for the burgeoning beach club scene, particularly in West Phuket. I think, you know, everyone associates Phuket with sort of big clubs and Patong, but there's a really nice sort of beach club scene that we've seen lots of places pop up here. So you can, you know, after a long day on the beach, you can go and have nice cocktails at sunset, and then you can pick from a selection of quite a few clubs, whether you want just to chill out and by the beach and have more drinks, or whether you want to dance until the early hours. There's lots here for you now.
How early are those early hours? Are we talking 3, 4?
About 2 o'clock, but then there are sort of a couple of places you can find after hours.
The fun keeps on going. How safe can I feel in the early hours there in Phuket?
I feel very safe in Phuket. Like anywhere in the world, you need to sort of have your sensible hat on. But I've been here for 6 months, and obviously I'm from London. It's a lot safer here. Very busy, very touristy area. So yeah, absolutely no problems at all in Phuket.
And the drink prices, I understand they're quite low, which is always a favourite, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously the prices vary depending on where you go. If you're sort of just in a very sort of local, low-key sort of beach shack to whether you're a club, but I mean, I think all the sort of major clubs here, we're sort of quite competitive and try and keep our prices all in line with each other. But yeah, you'll certainly be getting a better deal than you would back where you are in Australia.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Once we turn our Aussie dollars into the local currency, we do get an advantage. Now, talking of that, what would you say is the best way for us to proceed on an evening? Should I be taking cash, or am I better off using a credit card?
I think cash is very much a cash orientated place, Phuket. It's always good to have cash on you, but you know, with all the major bars, they do take credit cards. Obviously, if you're staying you know, at Zana Beach Club, then you can charge everything back to your room. I mean, we actually have an ATM machine here, which is very handy for people as well. Both, but carrying cash is always good, especially when you want to get taxis and things like that.
Do you think a lot of people prefer, when they're staying at the hotel or the resort, to just stay with the clubs that are associated with the resort, so you can charge it all back to the room? And I guess it's a little more relaxing mentally when you're having a nice time.
I mean, yeah, it really depends on what kind of traveller you are. I mean, you know, lots of people want to get out and explore the rest of Phuket. There are people with families that, you know, I mean, the great thing here with Zana Beach Club is you can sort of have your kids looked after by sort of a babysitter in the hotel, or indeed take them to the club, and obviously you haven't got far to go. I mean, it's all very family friendly here.
Well, I like that idea. So there I am at the club enjoying the nightlife. Children can come too. I guess, though, I've got to get them back in bed at a reasonable time.
Yeah, no, obviously you wouldn't want to have your children out too late, or maybe you would. I don't know. We'd have a lot of pool parties and sort of daytime things where sort of the parents can come and enjoy, have a couple of glasses of wine, and, you know, their children can go to the kids' club at Angsana. So
that's
everyone's happy.
I do like that idea of family-friendly. And what about dancing? If we feel like today's the day, tonight's the night for dancing, what do we have on offer?
Well, tonight we have DJs every weekend. Tonight we've got our Foxy Friday night, which we have a DJ every Friday. So, yeah, absolutely. We've got a great sound system here. So from sort of chilling out all day by the pool and by the beach, you can put your dancing shoes on. I mean, we've had some fantastic DJs play at Zana recently. We had Paul Oakenfold, I'm sure your listeners have heard of. He actually played in April. We had about 800 people
Wow.
here. So we transformed from day to night.
Did I hear you right, Annabelle Fox? Did you say Foxy Friday? Was that one of your ideas?
It's not actually named after myself, I have to stress. It was actually named before me, but
All right. How about moving from the pool to the bar? Because, you know, we like to have a swim, obviously, because it gets warm. Can I splash on up to the bar? What's that synergy like?
Absolutely. I mean, we've 35-metre pool here, which is fantastic. And particularly good at the moment where the seas are getting a little bit rough, so you can kind of chill out there. We have actually bar stools in the pool. We've also got poolside davas, which can sort of sit two people, so you can order your drinks from there and drink them from inside the pool if you wish.
Moving up from the resort, getting a taxi, what's involved in catching a taxi? I guess I understand that we are allowed to bargain a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really easy from getting a taxi here. I mean, there's taxi ranks sort of throughout pretty much all of Phuket. Within Laguna, we actually have a free bus which can sort of take you from hotel and to Zana, and then obviously your hotel can organise a taxi for you. Wouldn't recommend trying to bargain for your taxi within the hotel taxi company, but absolutely, of course, you know, you can do so. But we pretty much set prices here, which is kind of fairer.
Oh, I see. So we'd probably have a chat with the hotel, the resort, say, how much is it to get a taxi from here to there? And then when you meet the taxi driver, just confirm that it is indeed the price and you're all good to go. But why would you when you can get the free shuttle bus?
Exactly. So that can take you all around the Laguna Resort.
As we head out of the resort into the wide open area there of the larger Phuket, away from the resort, away from the beach, what sort of nightlife do we experience? Is there a big choice of bars and clubs to go to?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in the Bangtao area and Surin as well, which is sort of the next sort of small town along, there's many clubs, you know, and you can kind of go to them at different times. So you can kind of pretty much do two or three throughout, for your whole day and your evening and do a real tour. We've got, so sort of outside Zana Beach Club, the next club along is a club called Bliss, which is a really nice place to spend a day. They do parties on Sundays. They have a nice Italian-inspired menu. And then you go further up to Surin, and there's Catch Beach Club, which is sort of a very long-standing club here, which people tend to go to sort of Friday, Saturday night. There's also another club next to it, which is newer, called Diamonds, and they do some great cocktails there. Good place to go and check out.
How nice are the cocktails? They're
very good. And then, you know, within the area, we've also got quite a few new clubs that are popping up. Nikki Beach, they'll be opening up with Hotel and Beach Club. And then Catch, we've got another club opening called Be Me. So, yeah, I mean, there's, you know, really quite a lot of things happening here in a sort of burgeoning club scene, which is great to check out.
What I like especially is that the resort there, particularly the one right with the resort where you are, family friendly. So you can take the children along and enjoy all of the atmosphere and know that you can feel relaxed and comfortable, which I think is a good thing, Annabelle.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, that's what sort of is sort of the ethos with all the clubs here. You know, we're not a sort of banging nightclub scene, although there are some great parties to go to and you can party away in the evening. But, you know, for daytimes as well, it's a perfect place to take the family and just chill out, really, and enjoy the best Phuket has to offer.
What made someone, Annabelle, question without notice, with a roaring, lovely English accent, travel over to the warm beaches of Phuket? Or did I just answer it in my own question?
I don't know. I think that the weather is fantastic here, obviously, although I hear that England's had quite a nice couple of weeks of sunshine. Yeah, I mean, just for a change, I mean, there's a lot of expats here, there's a lot of English people, you know, and it's an exciting time to be in Phuket as well. There's a lot, not just in the beach club scene, there are lots of sort of interesting new hotels and shops and different things being built up here. So I think, it's a great time to visit Phuket. I'm very happy here anyway.
And when we come along, we can come and say hi to you, Annabelle Fox, PR and Marketing for Zana Beach Club. Thank you for your time and continue to enjoy the fun of Phuket.
Thank you very much, John. Have a good day.